this morning, Psalm 77. I love preaching out of the Word in the book of Psalms. Amen. But this scripture just came to our heart the other day. A lot of people were going through a lot of different things. And at one time, we had about four. I shared with you that it had been in and out of the hospital, and some had called, and others were going into the hospital and wanted the church to pray. Amen. And these scriptures came to my heart. Hallelujah. Because I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you're at a good place today. I don't say that just because it's Faith Chapel. I say that because it's the house of God. Amen. But Psalm 77 in verse number 13, he said, "Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. And who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doth wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people." Amen. Listen at that. "The sons of Jacob and Joseph," Selah, name means to pause and to think about what you just said. And it said that thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people. But look at verse 13 again. When we try to minister from verse 13, when he said, "Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary." And for a little while, I want to preach about the importance of the sanctuary. Amen to the Lord. Brother Jay Rowden, can I get you to pray this morning? Yes. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Before you sit down, look at your neighbor and say, "It's good to see you in the house of God." Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. What a powerful and an enlightened scripture to us this morning. Did you know that many people are searching for happiness? They are searching for truth. They are searching for the real reason for living. And the psalmist declares to us this morning that that way is God's way, and it is found in the sanctuary. Amen to the Lord. Now, I would today for us to understand that the most important place, amen, that you can go, be it Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, amen, the most important place that you can go, the most important place that you can be is in the house of God. For there in the sanctuary, in the assemblies of ourself, God is in the midst. Can I hear a good amen? Oh, and I know this morning that we think and what a lot of people have said about church, amen. But I want you to listen what David said in Psalm 122 and 1. He said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." I like what Jesus or what Luke wrote about our Lord and Savior in Luke 4 and 16, where the Bible said, "And Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue." In other words, what he is saying, that our Lord was familiar with church, amen, and he was brought up in the house of the Lord. And then the writer of Hebrews in 10 and 25, oh, he gives us a stern warning when he said, "Not forsaking the assemblings of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, the house of God is important. Church is the place where we ought to be. Can I hear a good amen? Amen. We know, amen, that God, that where God is, there is peace and there is joy and there's love. And I thought about what the scripture says. He said, thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. God's way is a divine way. Hosea 4 and 9, the prophet agreed with the psalmist when he said, for the ways of the Lord are right, and the just or the saved or the born again or what we call Christians shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. I got to submit to you this morning, friend, that the only hope for a family, the only hope for an individual to be happy and to be content and to survive in these last days in the fast-moving period of time of trouble is to understand the importance of the sanctuary. I know that our jobs are important. I know that we have other activities, but I want you to understand with me today, it is important that we be found faithful in the house of the living God. Let the church say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, to know the God of heaven and salvation and to walk in His ways and to honor Him and to worship Him, that our life and that our families may be blessed. Amen. First of all, I want you to know the first important thing about the house of the Lord is that what we come for, we come to worship Him. Can I hear a good amen? We come to worship Him. He said in Psalm 134, 1 and 2, behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. He said for us to lift up our hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Glory to God. In this day and hour, I don't understand. Well, really, I do. Amen. I start to say I don't understand why there is such a thing going on, amen, where people want to dismiss the services from the house of the Lord Sunday nights and Wednesday nights. You may say, well, Pastor, you're just a little old-fashioned and you're just a little bit old fogey, but I want to tell you, I honestly believe it's a demonic strategy to keep us out of the house of God, because in the house of the Lord it's where the power of God is. The house of the Lord is where you find strength. The house of God, He said, where two or three are gathered in the midst, I am there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I personally believe worship is not an option. Do it if you feel like it or want to. I believe it's a necessity today. It's just like eating or sleeping. To live and to survive, you know, in this natural body, you're going to have to eat and get your rest. Well, just in the Christian realm, spiritual realm, if you want to maintain that spiritual man, you're going to have to worship God. Hallelujah. And the way you worship Him is in spirit and in truth. I found in God's holy book, there is one chapter with 31 verses explaining how God made the entire earth. But there are seven chapters with 243 verses explaining the furnishings of the tabernacle. They go into detail. They tell of the length of the curtains and the garments of the priests and the colors and the furniture and on and on. The point is, it's clear. We need to understand more about worship than how we began. Honey, we're here today not to be seen, but we're here to give God the praise and the glory and to thank Him for what He has done in our life. Come on and give Jesus a hand of praise. Hallelujah. When we come to the sanctuary and we come to worship our Lord, our worship has got to be an all unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, to the fullest of reverence is what I'm saying. I think that's one of the greatest problems of the church today, is that too many have become too familiar with God. And by that, what I mean, there's a lack of reverence unto our Father. There's a lack of reverence to our Lord. Some people call him the man upstairs. Some call him the big daddy. But he's God. I said he's God. Nehemiah, when he was approached by God, he addressed him as the great and terrible God. When Moses experienced the incident of the burning bush, the Bible said Moses removed his shoes in reverence and hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. When Ezekiel saw the likeness and the glory of the Lord, he fell to his face. John saw him on the Isle of Patmos, and he fell down at his feet as a dead man. What are you trying to say? He's God. He's holy. And that same God is here today. That same God that they feared. That same God that they reverence. That same God is among us today. Can you give him a good wave offering of praise in the house of the Lord? Glory to God. And we came to worship him. Can I hear a good amen? We came to worship him. Hallelujah. Oh, we have good singing around here. I thank God for it. We have good talent that God has blessed us with in musical instruments, and we thank God for it. Sunday school teachers, I thank God for them. But now it's time that we reverence him. Can I hear a good amen? This is, oh, hallelujah. This is fulfilling a scripture that when we come, we didn't come to be seen or to show off what we're wearing, but we came to give him the glory and the praise that's due unto his name. Come on and lift your hands and give him a good praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Second important thing this morning, and I guess this is what got me started on this. Amen. Look at Psalm 77 and 13 again. Hallelujah. When he said, "Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary." Amen. I'm glad to tell you there is help in the sanctuary. There is help in the sanctuary. We're living in a day and hour today, friend. Amen. That I tell you that our forefathers told us about. Amen. Our forefathers told us about the days that we're living in right now. Paul referred to it in 2 Timothy 3. If you'll allow me, let me read it to you and see if it doesn't sound like this very day that we're living in. When he said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady and high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than the lovers of God." He said, "Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." Oh, listen, I believe that describes the day and hour that we're living in. And there is a desperate need and a cry in our world today for people who are facing hard times and trying times to live a victorious Christian life. I got good news. The psalmist has told us, amen, in the 20th chapter, that there is help in the sanctuary. Oh, what a thought. Help. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I feel the strength already from the Lord. I feel his presence already. When we were singing a while ago, the anointing was here. I thank God for his help and his strength. Can you just give him another hand a praise this morning? Glory to God, glory to God. Look at Psalms 20, if you would. Turn over there with me. Psalm 20, in verse 1 and 2. He said, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of of thy God of Jacob defend thee. He said, send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Oh, it's a wonderful privilege this morning to have the God of heaven and the mighty and powerful God that we were talking about a while ago. It's so a great blessing to have him bending his ear like a caring parent to the whisperings of his child. The name of God of Jacob, he said, defend thee. Oh, listen, friend, to be defended by the name of God is to have power and help over anything you face. We say it like this, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You see, in the name of Jesus, demons have to flee. In the name of Jesus, fear is replaced by peace. In the name of Jesus, love conquers hate. In the name of Jesus, salvation is wrought. In the name of Jesus, there is power and glory. Come on, give him a hand of praise this morning. Oh, how many's glad you can call on him? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got to tell some this morning. Hallelujah. Maybe this past week you've had a hard, hard time. Hallelujah. I want to just tell you this morning, Sister Lori, he was there in the office with you. Hallelujah. Brother Wes, he was there on the job with you. Sister Attaway, he was there in the sickness. Come on now. Brother Patrick, when we don't understand, God is there. Sister Alton, in the midnight hour, there's help. Hallelujah. Oh, prayer warriors, he's hearing our cry. He's hearing our prayer request. I'm telling you, there is help. There is help in the sanctuary. Come on and give him another hand of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wish I had the total this morning. I used to have it somewhere, and I lost it. Of the multi-millions upon millions of dollars that is spent in the rehab projects and the Alcohol Anonymous projects. Amen. And I'm not knocking these institutions, because the AA has helped many. I know I have a friend that he went to AA and it helped him. Amen. Me and him talked about. That's where I got some of my figures. Amen. And it helped. The AA helped in some areas. The rehab and the halfway houses have helped our drug addict people. But what I'm preaching to you, deliverance can be found in the house of God. There's power. There's power. There's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, give him a good hand of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 20:5 said, we will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God will we set up our banners. And listen to this, the Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Did you see that? Oh, you talking about confidence. You talking about faith. You asked me for a reason why I ought to be faithful to God and faithful to the house of the Lord. Honey, there is help in the sanctuary. Oh, I can't get over it today. There is power. Glory to God. In these last closing hours of time, we need the grace of God and the mercy of the Lord and the power of God. And it's in the sanctuary that God is using. Give the Lord another hand of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. The third most important thing I think of today in the house of the Lord, amen, is knowledge and understanding comes from the sanctuary. Glory to God. I want you to see something with me today. Look at Psalm 19. I know I'm skipping around here a little bit, but I want you to see Psalm 19. When he said in Psalm 19:7-11, The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. And the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Listen at this next verse, verse 10. More to be desired are they than gold. What? The scriptures, the word of God. Can I hear a good amen? Hallelujah. Listen, friend. If you don't get anything else out of the message, you need to get this. We need to get into this word. Come on, we need to get into this word today. He said in verse number 11, moreover by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Hallelujah. Oh, let me tell you something today. Oh, these are great and powerful scriptures to everyone that's a Christian, because he said understanding and knowledge, that's the main factor, the most important issue of a Christian today is to get into that word and to take heed to what the word of God is saying. He said in Hosea 4 and 6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. He didn't say it was a lack of churches. Come on. Didn't say there was a lack of temples. Oh, but he said my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. It's time to get in the word of God. Amen. I said it's time to get in the word. This word lets me know where I stand and lets me know where I'm headed. This word is a lamp and a light in the mind. Oh, somebody ought to shout amen and thank him. Glory to God for the word. Praise him for the word this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You still believe the house of God is the most important place to be? It is. It is, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. Because he went on to say to us in Hosea 4 and 6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. He said, I will also reject thee. Listen to that. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Amen. People are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. Amen. I thought about how do people reject the knowledge, amen, in the sanctuary? How do they reject the knowledge in that comes forth out of the sanctuary? Deuteronomy 8 and 11 tells us by forgetting God's laws and commandments. Did you see our children walk out of here a while ago? Amen. And many refer to them as the church of tomorrow. Amen. And I'm going to be all right with that right now. But they're a major part today. Amen. They're a major part today. A while ago, while worship and praise was going on, I saw a few of them. Amen. They were worshipers and praisers. And I think God knows who they are. And I think God's got a reason for them there. Amen. But when those children walked out of here a while ago, they are the church of tomorrow. Amen. He said in Deuteronomy 8 and 11, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. Oh, I was reading just the other day, Moses had already was leading the people out of Egypt bondage. And not get into detail, but you remember Moses was forbidden to cross over. Amen. And then Joshua took over. Amen. And they made it to the promised land. And it looked like everybody would be happy. It looked like everybody would be satisfied. But in his farewell address, Joshua was fixing to cross over himself. He was about to die. And he told the people that day, he said to beware lest you forget God. Do you know what happened? In short, there came up a generation that didn't know God. Amen. He dried up the Red Sea. He fed them manna and quail from heaven. He made the water rush out of a rock, and they forgot all about it. How do you do that? Forgetting the Word of God, not accepting the Word. Honey, let me tell you something. There is power in His Word today. There is power in His Word, and His Word is in the sanctuary. Somebody shout amen. Oh, give Him a good wave offering of praise. Hallelujah. 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 Hebrews 2 and 3. He said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Neglect here means in the Greek to be careless and not to care. Hallelujah. I'm afraid a lot of churches' problems today is they have lost their burdens for souls. Amen. It's what can fit me, or how can I get benefited out of it? Amen. Listen, friend. Hallelujah. This place right here, this house of God, I don't care if it's Assembly of God, Pentecostal Church of God, Foursquare, Baptist, Methodist, or whatever, there ought to be one agenda, and that is to see souls being saved for the kingdom of God. I got news for you, because when we get up there, all of that's not going to be there. There's not going to be any Assemblies of God, Pentecostal Church of God, Presbyterian, Methodist. You know what it's going to be? Blood-washed saint of God. Born again people, hallelujah, that who has obeyed the word of Almighty God. Stand to your feet right now and give Him a praise. Come on, stand to your feet. Give Him a praise of glory. Come on, musicians. Oh, hallelujah. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. By them, Psalm 19 and 11, moreover, by them, by the word, thy servant is warned, and in keeping them, there is great reward. You see, this morning in closing, I have a duty to preach the word of God. Not my thoughts, not my opinions. Amen. I try to stay away from that. Amen. But to preach the word of God. And you have a duty this morning as well as I do. Amen. Because what I'm preaching to you, I'm going to be judged by every word I say. I realize that. Amen. And we're going to be judged. Amen. Every one of us is going to be judged by how we treated the word of God. We're all going to be judged how we treated the house of God. Amen. All of us are going to give an account whether we were faithful or unfaithful to the house of the Lord. Amen. I know that in the sanctuary is the way of God. In the sanctuary is the power of God. In the sanctuary is the answer to man's need. There came a time in David's life. Psalm 73 and 17 is a very familiar scripture. The Bible said, David said, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood therein. Or that Greek word understood here means to deal wisely or to consider, to regard or to notice. And I'm just going to make it short, but in Psalm 73, when David was looking at his world, David in the scripture talked about how he became envious at the foolish. He said, I saw the prosperity. Listen to me. I saw the prosperity of the wicked. In verse 5, he talked about how that they were not in trouble as other men, and neither were they plagued like other men. In verse 7, he said, the foolish men, that they have seemingly more than their heart could wish. And David began to ponder on these things. He said, I saw in verse 2, he said, my feet were almost gone and my steps had well nigh slipped. But then in verse 17, he said, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood therein. See, what I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there is knowledge and understanding in the house of God. In other words, what David is realizing, he finally come to the conclusion that they are receiving their reward right now. But how many knows there's coming a day and we're headed to a place where death is not welcome, where joy and peace are forever ruled, where tears are a stranger. Oh, we're headed to heaven, glory to God, and we need the strength and we need the power. Come on, come on, come on. In the sanctuary you find it. In the house of God you find it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I want to tell you this morning, God is not impressed with what I wear or what I don't wear, because he looks on the inside. Right. Hello?
Yes, he does.
He looks on the heart. You know what he looks for? He looks for righteousness instead of riches. He looks for faith instead of fame. He looks for blood instead of boasting. Oh, he desires worship instead of wanting. Glory to God. Oh, and I'm glad I found all of that in the house of God. Can you just give him another wave offering of praise this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not stressing it enough this morning. You may think I'm overemphasizing, but I'm telling you, the house of God is important. Church is important. Glory to God. Mark Lowry made a joke out of it and probably made a lots of money because of the joke that he tells about when he was a kid growing up in Dallas, Texas, I believe it was, that his mom and dad were so faithful to the house of the Lord that whenever they began to wash the windows, his mom and dad came. I want to tell you something. It needs to get back to that.
That's right.
Come on now. Hallelujah. Right now, young people, we're gaining the knowledge. Right now, we're gaining the strength. Hallelujah. Elderly people, I want to tell you, right now, our race is almost over. Can I hear a good amen? It's not a time to throw in the towel. It's not a time to quit. It's not a time to find something else. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. I said Jesus is coming.
Thank you, Jesus, that you're coming back. Thank you, Jesus, that you're coming back.
Because I want to tell you something. Despite what you hear on statistics, amen, I'll give you a couple of them. Amen. Right now in this day and hour, this is the most popular book still in America.
Amen.
But I got to tell you something, it's still the less read.
That's right.
Can I hear a good amen?
Right.
Church as a whole, amen. They tell us that more is going to church today than ever before. And I thank God for that. Amen. But you listen to the preacher this morning. I believe we're headed closely to a day, amen, that's going to happen, amen. I honestly believe that the church house, when the rapture of the church takes place, I believe the church house is going to be more popular than the mall. Come on, I believe that after the rapture of the church, when Jesus has come back and all hell is breaking loose on this earth, I believe the church is going to be more popular than the rock and roll concerts. Come on, but let me tell you something. When they come, Brother Henry, all they're going to have is a building. But right now we have the power. Right now we have the Spirit. Right now we have the anointing. Hallelujah. I said it's important. It's important. It's important right now. Come on and praise him. Praise him.
That's right.
Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and lift your hands right now across this building. Father, touch them this morning. Touch them this morning. Let them know the importance of the sanctuary. Lord, and when this altar call is given, let them respond, Lord, to the word. Let them respond to your Spirit. Let them respond in the name of Jesus. Come on, if you want more knowledge of him, if you want more power, come on around the altar. Hallelujah. You want strength. drink. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's find us a place to pray. Come on. Let's show the devil that church is the most important place